It was a peaceful afternoon, and then it turned hostile.
I was standing there, and all of a sudden said, boom, big, huge explosion. I mean, it was loud.
Explosions you'd expect in a war zone echoed through Flynn, and people's homes shook, and those inside were caught off guard. It all went down at the shuttered Lowell Junior High on the east side. And we've learned the blasts are just an army exercise.
There's older people. I mean, they probably give them a heart attack.
Spokesman Jason Lorenz says Flint has been in talks with the Army for months now about using parts of the city.
It's an exercise to help their personnel do training with urban environments.
That training includes aircraft and simulated ammunition, and it will continue for the next 10 days.
I think they should have gave us a warning to let us know that there was a... Army thing going on. I really do.
Just after 11:30 this morning, the city sent out a release informing the public about the exercises. People say the explosions went off right around 2 o'clock this afternoon. What gives? Tonight, we're asking the tough questions.
City residents may say, hey, why don't we get a better heads up on when these training operations are going to be held? Where? What's your answer to that?
Well, obviously, I can't speak for the Army on that, but we try to give people a heads up when we can. We can't go into too much detail. We don't want people just coming to these things and sightseeing. So we have to be careful with it, and we obviously have to respect the Army's wishes.
He says for the safety of residents and the military, they're trying to keep things under wraps. But now, the city plans to have Flint police officers in the areas where they will train to make sure that residents know exactly what's going on. And in the release sent out today, the Army says that doing this type of training will give their personnel an upper hand when they have to go into urban combat.